Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, Big Blue Nation. It's time for Just the Cats on Talk Radio 10. Now here's every Wildcat's best friend, Michael Bennett, alongside Shannon the Dude.
Hello, Big Blue Nation. Welcome to Just the Cats, April 13th edition. Shannon the Dude is with me here in Louisville. Hope everybody's doing well today. If you want to give us a call, 502-571-1080, or you can tweet me at Just the Cat Radio. Shannon, do you realize today is the anniversary of the blast-off of the Apollo 13 mission?
No, really?
Yes.
I did realize that today is the beginning of Ramadan.
Oh, well, very good.
I've got it right here on my calendar.
Yes, you know, it's funny. The iPhones, they always put this stuff. Yeah, beginning of Ramadan. If you just simply open your calendar up, and there it is right there. Mm-hmm. So thank goodness we know that. But, yeah, this is the anniversary. Here's the crazy part about Apollo 13. You know the famous line, right, that Tom Hanks says?
Yeah.
Houston, we have a problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is the Hollywood coming out. Do you realize Jack Swaggart, who's played by Kevin Bacon, actually said that line first, and they didn't play that in the movie?
Oh, is that right?
Yes. So actually, Jack Swaggart said it first, and then Jim Lovell, who is played by Tom Hanks, said it second.
Now, are you saying that today, April 13th, is the launch date of Apollo 13?
It is. Yeah, they blast off down in Cape Canaveral, down in Florida, mm-hmm. on April 13th.
Hmm. Well, according to my Google here, it says April 11th. So I think you're 2 days behind.
Well, maybe it's the day that they said that, actually. I thought they blast off on April 13th. Okay. Well, there you go.
Well, we'll go with your story. If you want to change history, I'm fine with that.
Listen.
We'll say it was on April 13th.
Don't we always say facts are optional anyway? So there you go.
Well, that's a different show that I'm a part of.
Oh, it is? Oh, oops. Okay, well, it's April 13th. Okay, it didn't blast off. It's actually April 13th that they said, Houston, we have a problem.
Okay. So they didn't. So they didn't have a problem for the first 2 days. But
no, they didn't have a problem at all.
Yeah,
no.
That third day, they had a problem.
Everything was hunky-dory, and they were on their way to the moon, which was no big deal, and then all of a sudden it was a big deal. Listen, when it comes to anything space-related, I'm in love with it. I've always been fascinated.
Would you like to go to outer space?
No, absolutely not.
I hear they're booking a one-way trip. We could put you on that flight if you'd like to go.
Is John Calipari paying for it? But no, listen.
I think he and Matt Jones collectively are. Geez,
there you go. You're splitting the money. Yeah. This money was supposed to go to OVW. Now it's going to Michael Bennett getting out of here.
So Michael Bennett to the moon budget.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I don't have anything to say after that. But if I can't do an MRI or a CT scan, how the heck am I going to get in a space capsule and fly all the way up to outer space?
Well, you know me. I don't like being in a commercial airline flight, so I would not want to be in a spaceship going to outer space.
Now, if there was plenty of room on there for me to, you know, kind of move around, even with airplanes, every now and then my mind will go a little awry, like it always does anyway. But and I start getting a little anxiety. My gosh, I'm in this tube. How am I going to get out of here?
Well, then that's when you just pop the cornbread hemp.
There you go.
The new gummies. Do you want to just talk about that right off the top?
Go ahead. Absolutely.
Oh, my God. Because I was talking to you before we went on the air. You know, you gave me my gummies yesterday. First of all, we had a nice lunch together. First time I'd seen you in, what, 3 months, maybe? Maybe longer than that?
It hadn't been that long.
Feels like it's been a year.
About a month and a half.
Oh, it feels like 3 months, you know.
Okay. But, you miss me that much. I appreciate
that. That's exactly right. Yeah, we had a nice little lunch together. Yeah. And you harassed all the patrons there. You did. First thing you had to do. Here's lunch with Michael Bennett. He spends most of the time talking to other people at other tables who don't even know who he is. Harassing the ladies.
Well, it wasn't just harassing the ladies. I just made a joke to the waiter.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Tell him what you did to the waiter.
The waiter comes out, and I said, hey, do you mind cleaning off our table? And he comes out running, and he apologized. I said, where you been? I'm starving. Would you hurry up and clean the table?
And he did not think that was funny.
He didn't think it was funny at all.
Yeah, you know, most time people are like, ha, 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 ha. This guy looked at Michael with a death stare like, I am going to spit on your enchilada.
He did. It's the exact same look that Rich Brooks gave me. I mean, it was the laser beams going through my eyes. Yeah. I mean, oh, my gosh. I said, oh, man, I'm just kidding. I hope you're having a good day.
Yeah.
And he just walked off.
Yeah. But anyway, you gave me some of these cornbread CBD gummies.
Yes.
And let me tell you, I took some of those last night after working hard on my lawn. Yeah, you know, I'm to that old man status now where I have to, you know, mow my lawn like you and then look at it. I mean, look, man, look how good that lawn looks.
Exactly. You admire it. Yep. There's nothing wrong with admiring my lawn.
But I popped
right
some
now.
Of those gummies, and man, you want to talk about just feeling relaxed and feeling good after taking those gummies. I cannot recommend the gummies enough. I love the CBD oil from cornbread hemp. The gummies are now my favorite.
Bomb.
They're on a different level. No, they're not the bomb. The bomb's a different product. You can also get
that. That's the balm.
Yeah.
B-A-L-M. I'm saying the gummies are now the bomb.
So now here's what I would recommend to anybody wanting to, you know, be introduced to CBD.
Yes.
Get the gummies. CBD gummies, cornbreadhemp.com. They are awesome.
They are fantastic.
Yep.
And
you can use the promo code CATS and save 25% off your first order.
There you go. I like the sound of that. I cannot emphasize how awesome those gummies are. Okay. And they're brand new, and I hope they have enough because, you know what, they're going to continue to make those things. And it's guess what? It's a locally based company based in Louisville. The products are over in the Lexington area. Everything's organic. I mean, it's USDA organic, which is hard to come by. I mean, those are extremely hard to come by. All right. So lots to talk about today. And, you know, everyone was talking about the potential of the Iona-Kentucky game.
Yeah.
And, of course, that came out yesterday morning. And, you know, unfortunately, it's always after 9 o'clock when we're off the air. And now I'm hearing it might not necessarily be true.
Well, I mean, somebody just took a tweet from, you know,
Iona's fan page.
Well, yeah, but I mean, how reputable really is that? I mean, do you really trust Iona's fan page? First of all, how many fans does Iona have?
Well,
can't be many.
No.
So then
no.
We're taking that. We're just looking for summer topics if we're being real about it, right? And we didn't start this rumor or story. This was put out there by someone else, and I think a lot of other shows have run with it just because we're just looking for something to talk about.
True.
But I think that if it were to be true, it would be great. I would love to see Cal versus Patino again, probably up in Madison Square Garden. How do you feel about it?
Okay. Well, listen. Yeah, it's fine. I mean, I would like to see – I'm with you. I'd like to see the battle between Patino and Cal. That's the fun part. But to go up to New York City, because that's the part I really want to talk about, if this did come to fruition, Shannon, do you really want it to be played at Madison Square Gardens in New York? Or wouldn't you love to have Rick Pitino and Iona to come to Lexington and Pitino be back in Rupp Arena first time since he was
Yeah,
Louisville
but
coach?
How do you think that would be received? Do you think Rick wants to do that?
That's what I want to know.
Does Cal want to do that, though? Does Cal even want to do that? Maybe Cal would rather, you know, because Cal likes to play one game a year in New York, and I think that would be the sensible game to make it.
Right. It makes all the sense in the world. Let's go play in Madison Square Garden where three-quarters of it are empty because nobody around the New York area wants to come watch that game. And I know he utilizes it for recruiting, but I just – and you want to go up there selfishly because you love New York. I'd like to go up there. I've never been to Madison Square Garden.
I got a shirt that says
Gardens.
So.
Okay, well, there you go. But I listen.
No, I don't.
I'm telling you right now, I would rather see this game played at Rupp Arena.
Yeah.
I think that would be the time. And I bet you, I would be willing to bet more money than not that Rick Pitino would really consider coming back to Rupp Arena. And I bet the fan base, now there's going to be some outliers, of course. There always is. But I bet majority of the fan base would welcome him back.
Do you think so? I am not convinced. Maybe.
You're not convinced of that.
I'd have to see it before I could believe that.
See, that's where I think we need to take a poll.
I think he would get booed out of the building.
Do you really?
Yep.
Okay.
Even though I will say, since leaving Louisville, Patino has gotten more likable to me. For me. Now, it doesn't mean I'm speaking for everybody else. It doesn't mean I'm speaking for the fan base at Kentucky. For me, I think he's more likable.
You're just saying that because of the tweet he put out Sunday.
No.
Because he put the WrestleMania and the Masters the greatest day in sports.
That's part of the reason. But
okay,
another part of the reason is I never really hated Patino.
Yeah.
Like I would say 99% of the fan base did. When he went to Louisville, I was like, man, that's a bad look. But I never hated Patino because I appreciated what he did while he was here at Kentucky. Think about it. I mean, he brought Kentucky back from the dead, basically. Do you think Kentucky would be at the powerhouse that it is today, minus last season? Do you think that they would be the powerhouse today if it weren't for Rick Pitino and what he did in the early 90s? Maybe it would. Maybe it wouldn't. I don't know.
Well, part of me misses a lot of that. I'll tell you, when Pitino came to Kentucky, I was still in school there, 89, his first year. And the buzz was everywhere, not only on campus, it was throughout the state, throughout Big Blue Nation. And the fact that even though we only won half the games that first season, they were fun to watch.
Yep.
I mean, it was much watch television, or at least tune in to the radio and listen to Ralph Hacker and talk about the games on the radio. And I mean, it was fun, not just Ralph Hacker, but also Kaywood Ledford. I mean, I really believe their conversations after the games were as good as any other coach play-by-play relationship I've ever heard. You could tell Kaywood Ledford and Rick Pitino, and vice versa, genuinely cared for each other.
And respected each other.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, I mean, you're right, those were fun days. And then only to see him leave when he said he was never going to leave,
right,
goes to the Celtics, and then turns around a couple years later and goes to your rival. That's really hard to overcome.
Sure it is. But time heals all wounds, right?
Yes. And I think that
even when you get flipped off.
Well, he let his mind get the best of him that day.
Yeah.
But you know what?
He had a wandering middle finger that day.
Yes, he did have a
wandering. Maybe he had a scratch in the back of his head. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. But, you know, I'm guilty of telling somebody they're number one. But
I've seen it.
You have witnessed.
I felt like my life was in danger, too.
No, it wasn't. But anyway, I just feel like now he's gone from U of L. He's been gone what now? 4 years? Has it been 4 or 5 years? So I kind of feel like it's almost time for him to come back to Rob.
I don't know.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe we should bring back Tubby first. Because I think, you know, Tubby's not going to get booed.
No, Tubby's not going to. He's going to get a standing ovation.
If we were going to bring back these former coaches, which one? I mean, let's leave aside Joby Hall because we know everybody loves Joby Hall.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But out of the three here, we're going to go Pitino, Gillespie, Tubby. Mm-hmm. Tubby needs to come back first, right? If they're going to retire.
Why do you say that?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying.
Why does Tubby need to come back first?
Well, if they're going to retire his number, they need to go ahead and do it. He's not going to be coaching much longer.
I
don't think he's going to be coaching very much longer. So let's go ahead and do it while he's still coaching.
Okay.
Then maybe you bring back Pitino. And I'm not so sure fans even care about Billy Gillespie if we're being real about it.
Oh, yeah. And I don't think they would necessarily boo Gillespie. I think more people, as time goes by, feel sorry for Billy Gillespie more than they dislike him.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and take our first break. If you want to give us a call, 502-571-1080, you can tweet me at Just the Cat Radio.
And what do you think about what we've been saying? Maybe you disagree. If you don't call, I'm going to assume that everybody agrees with me and I'm 100% correct.
And you're wrong. And you're absolutely wrong.
We'll just see. Like we'll see if anybody calls.
Like with the construction. I was right about the construction. You always stay over there and you do that zipper thing.
So here's your thing. Here's your mind.
Yes.
1,000 people could agree with me. But if you find one other idiot out there that will agree with you, then you think you're right. You think you won the argument.
Oh, so it's just if somebody agrees with me, they're automatically an idiot.
Of the time, that's true. Not all the time, but most of the time.
All right, we'll be right back. This is Just the Cats. Please, somebody help me.
You says you can't go home. You're listening to Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080.
I like that song. You keep turning it down more. The longer it goes, I'm trying to let it play a little because I actually like that song.
Yeah.
I'm not much of a fan of him, but
you're not a fan of Bon Jovi? John Bon Jovi?
He's okay.
What do you mean he's okay?
His music is not my favorite, but he seems like the nicest guy in the world.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never met the guy.
Well, every time I see him interviewed, and I just think he seems like the nicest guy. I know that he went to some karaoke bar one time dressed as, you know, with a wig and beard and stuff on, and he wanted people to sing one of his songs, and then he takes over the mic and starts singing with them, and the people are just looking at him like
man, this guy's really good.
Exactly.
He sounds a lot like Bon Jovi.
Exactly. Then he ends up taking everything off, and they go crazy.
Yeah.
I thought that was the coolest thing.
I have not seen that, but that is cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty cool. But anyway, all right, let's talk about UK reaching out to another potential transfer, and this time this guy's name, it's sophomore Rocket Watts, who's a guard for Michigan State. It seems like every time we turn around, UK is reaching out to somebody, yet nobody's committing. It's starting to concern me a little. I mean, UK has let Justin Powell go, and all of a sudden, I get a little worried about that. Now, I know we got Kellen Grady, Shannon.
Yep.
But let's look through the entire list of everybody we've reached out to. So we've reached out to Marcus Carr from Minnesota, Adam Miller from Illinois.
Marcus Carr, somebody said that, I think one of our listeners said that Marcus Carr was going to commit today.
To UK?
That's just what one of the listeners said. That doesn't make it official by any means.
Yeah.
Don't take my words out of context. That's what a listener said.
I hear it both ways. I hear that, okay, there is a strong chance he's going to commit to Kentucky, but then there is a strong chance he's just going to stay in the draft.
Yeah, and we found out Walker Kessler's going to Auburn.
Yeah, we found out Walker Kessler yesterday announced. So that whole thing of Justin Powell and Walker Kessler as a package did not happen because, Justin Powell committed to Tennessee State, and then, of course, Kessler's going to Bruce Pearl in Auburn. Bruce Pearl's really putting together a great team down there.
Quietly.
Yeah. Exactly. Quietly putting it together. And that's one of those things where the UK staff doesn't want everybody to know who they're going after. It's like, what's the big deal? If they want to come to Kentucky, Shannon, they're going to come to Kentucky. Who cares if everybody knows they're going after one particular player?
Yeah. And I'm not worried yet. I mean, there's still plenty of options out there, but it's getting the list is getting shorter.
It is. It is. I mean, Bryce Hamilton out of UNLV. Then you got now the new one, Matt McClure out of Texas Tech, and then Mason Faulkner out of Western Carolina.
Mm-hmm. I just wonder, if your best player is a transfer from Davidson, how good can your team really be? I kind of felt like that last year. If your best player is a transfer from Creighton, how good is your team going to be overall? Last year, not very good.
That doesn't bother me. So your worry is that if it's coming from a lesser school, that equates to not as very good a team and player. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I mean, not always. I mean, you can look at Steph Curry coming from Davidson and say, you can't say that,
John Morant.
Yeah, exactly.
Where did John Morant come from? I can't remember.
That's right. He went to Moorhead. You can't say that.
No, he went to Murray State.
Murray. You can't say that across the board, but I just feel like, for the most part, if your best guy comes from a mid-major, how good is your team going to be?
Well, Baylor had a player, wasn't he, from Northern Kentucky?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So that doesn't bother me. Just because you go to a Creighton, just because you go to another school out there that's not known as a basketball school.
These are very, very rare examples.
Okay. Well, I just still feel like you can put an all-star team together. Larry Bird played at Indiana State, and look what he turned out to be.
Again, rare examples.
Okay. I just don't think it's as rare as you think, and you can get really good players together just from other schools. So let's put together
a mid-major team at Kentucky and see what happens.
Stop. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. 502-571-1080. Who's up?
Scott.
Scott, what's going on?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Great. How are you?
Good. Mac McClung, not Mac McFlurry or whatever you said.
Yeah, McDonald's on the mind.
I did have McDonald's.
I'm calling in about the bringing Pacino back, and I'm going to share my thoughts on it. I think when it comes to bringing Pacino back and the type of reception he will get, I think it's a generational thing and how old you are and how long you've been a fan of UK. I'm 26 years old, so I wasn't really appreciative of the work that Rick did while he was at Kentucky. My years in knowing Rick are the scandal at Louisville, flipping us off, and all that bad stuff that happened. So in my age, you know, the 20 to 30-year-olds, I don't want them back. I never saw anything good.
Right.
So I'm not appreciative of the national championship he won. And then for you all, you know more of
the history. What he did.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Hey, man, we're up
against it. We got to run. Yep. Yeah, well, I appreciate the phone call. We'll talk more about that when we come back on Just the Cats.
Thanks for listening to Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080.
502-571-1080. If you want to give me a call, or you can tweet me at Just the Cat Radio. Let me get to a couple of tweets here before we go back to the phone lines. Bluegrass Jack said, I appreciate that Patino brought us out of the darkest of time in the program's history, but a lot of people's last impression of him is walking out of Rupp flipping the bird.
Yep.
So
at some point, he's going to come back to Rupp. The question is when.
Yes. So why not sooner than later? Yes, that is right. And yes, that is a bad look that he did that. He let he let it get to the best of him.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate that. Because I'm with everybody on that. Listen,
is that what really makes you dislike him? I mean, didn't you dislike him before the bird?
Absolutely. I did not like the fact that he left us.
Right.
Yes, he goes to Boston,
right,
but he goes to our arch rival. That'll never change, right?
He already symbolically gave us the middle finger when he left.
Well, exactly. I think that's
then
the
he actually
point.
Then he physically did it. He went double barrel. So
but
that's just the cherry on top. Exactly.
But you know what? The further away we get from him being at U of L, I do wish that he would stop saying that the best time of his life was this past year with Iona, and then nothing meant anything more than being with Iona, and all that crap that he keeps tweeting.
It is eye-rolling.
Yeah, it is. And you know it's not true. That's the only part. Just please stop saying, because all you're doing is really throwing fuel into the fire for all the fans at Louisville and at Kentucky. So we know you love Kentucky, and we know you love Louisville. Anyway, then Kevin tweeted out, bring back Rick, Tubby, and Tubby, because as much as people don't want to admit it, Tubby's championship team was Rick's. After that, Tubby's team slowly declined with Billy. I don't think there is a need to bring him back.
Okay, what if you brought them back together and introduced them? Well, I don't know how you could do that, though. They're both coaching.
Time?
Yeah, I don't know if you could do that because they're both coaching right now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. I'm like you. Why not bring all three of them back at one time?
And introduce them all at the same time. That way, if there's mixed boos and cheers, you don't know who's getting booed and who's getting
cheered. Exactly. And just go Rick Pitino, Tubby Smith, and Billy Gillespie. And then, boom. You can't boo at
it'll
all.
Like
or anything.
It'll only make boo, yay, eh.
But I think that maybe that is the way you could do it.
Yeah.
Listen, as much as we feel bad for Billy Gillespie, he still was a part of our program, even though it was just disastrous.
Yep.
But, you know, there are football coaches that we've brought back that were absolutely disastrous. So why not? Anyway, all right, let's go to the phone lines. 502-571-1080. Who's up first?
Let's talk to JT.
JT, what's going on?
Hey, Michael, glad to have you back.
Thank you, sir.
And I have one thing for you. Could you loan me a couple of dollars today? I'm getting ready to go do some grocery shopping. I'm going to buy a couple of gallons of Dolly ice cream. You think that's cool?
Wait, Dolly has ice cream. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Huh.
Dolly has got ice cream.
Dolly is everywhere. Okay, I have to know.
Does she make
it? What flavors are they?
She's
please
got,
don't tell me,
I wanted her. Cherry vanilla and a strawberry swirl or something like that. You know, I was on top of it when I first heard about it.
I know. Hey,
we
go to JT for all of our Dolly news. There's no doubt. He's the first to know.
That is great.
Hey, doing the political scene, the first of the year, I had up yard signs and everything. And then Dolly came back and I went and bought me a flag and put it on in front of my house, a Dolly flag. People thought I lost my mind. I had.
All right, good to hear from you, JT.
All right.
I got to look this up. Is this real? Dolly has ice cream?
I mean, I wouldn't doubt it. Everybody loves ice cream. Dolly loves ice cream, too.
There it is.
Yeah.
Dolly ice cream.
I'd eat some Dolly ice cream.
You got to be kidding me. Yes, there is a new flavor called strawberry pretzel pie. That sounds disgusting.
I see here Dolly Parton's ice cream selling on eBay for $1,000 a pint.
$1,000.
Come on. That's price gouging.
Wow.
Okay. JT's going to go pick up a gallon for a few bucks at the grocery store.
Cream cheese ice cream. That sounds disgusting. I mean, this is not very good flavors, Dolly. I'm so sorry. All right, let's go back to the phone line.
Don't knock it till you try it.
Who's up next?
Let's go to Steve.
Steve, what's going on?
What's up, guys? The Patino thing, I don't really care if he comes back to Rupp or not. What kills me is that U of L fans, I don't know if y'all noticed this, cheered for UCLA in the tournament because Mick Cronin coached under Patino.
Well, yes, that's correct.
He ruined your program. Why would you cheer for anybody that had anything to do with him? But the other thing is, Shannon, guy called in one day, it's been a couple weeks ago, asked about Gary Stewart.
Yeah.
Letcher County, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's gone on to the dearly departed now. But if you ever get a chance, he's got a song called I Got Mine. You can throw that in there.
I'll play it next segment just for you, Steve. I'll play it next segment just for you.
Yeah, spinning the hips.
And the other thing is, Eric, you know, I hear that all the time. Tubby won with Patino's players. Go back and watch the 98 championship. There was three guys on there that Patino never played.
Exactly.
Never.
Cameron Tubby Mills is one of them, and he played pretty good.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy.
What was the name of that song one more time before you leave?
Oh, he already left.
Just
hung up.
Oh, well.
Great.
I'll just play a Gary Stewart song.
Okay, there we go. Hey, did you see about Jamal Murray getting injured last night?
No. What happened?
Oh, yeah. It looked like, of course, the Nuggets were playing Golden State. You know, the Nuggets are really on fire right now. They've won 8 games in a row before last night's game.
Yeah.
And it looked like there's a video of it. And you can go check it out on my Just the Cat Radio.
I don't want to see him get hurt. I don't want to see that video.
Yeah, it looks like
he's got other videos out there I'd rather watch. What?
Oh, my gosh.
What?
You have to bring that up every time.
I mean, I can't stop thinking about it.
Okay, that's enough. Please stop. I mean, it's as bad as Kentucky Joe talking about blue.
Well, you bring now, it up, see? Now, you just gloss over it and just keep going. You make a big deal about it.
Would you let me talk, please? He hyperextended his knee last night.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty bad.
I don't want to see the video.
Yeah. It's not for the faint of heart. I'll tell you that right now. And I feel really bad for him. They took him immediately to the hospital to get an MRI. So haven't heard anything yet. Hopefully it's no big deal and he can go on. Because he's had just a phenomenal year.
Yeah.
But anyway. Hopefully all right, let's go back.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, let's go back to the phone lines. Who's up next?
Frank.
Frank, what's going on?
What's up?
Not much.
Well, I hate to disagree with Shannon.
Thank you.
You're the one guy, huh?
Thank you.
There's always one. Go ahead, Frank.
Basketball is evolving into the transfer market. Baylor, 54% of their scoring this year was from transfers. One from Idaho. Flagler was from UNC Asheville. So I think you can't forget about Carlick Jones at Louisville either. So you've got
great
guys
point.
There that were very successful.
Yes. We'll see
what happens. I mean, I think what we can agree on is that Cal has got to try something different than what he's done. So if it means putting together an entire team of transfers, at least that's a different approach.
What's the difference?
If you don't
I mean,
get
if it's transfers,
you're going to get left behind.
Well, exactly, and I appreciate the phone call. I look at this as an opportunity to switch it up from just bringing in the freshman one and dones to now getting players that have experience, that have improved. So you're taking the all-stars. I don't care what school they're from. It's going to make a difference. It just is, Shannon.
Well,
wrong about this.
You are wrong. You're so sure of yourself, but
positive.
You have nothing to base it off of.
I have zero to base it off of. But when do I ever have anything to base anything off of?
Never.
My opinion is always skewed.
That's true.
So,
yep.
Okay, thank you.
When we come back, I want to talk about if you have password anxiety.
Ooh, I do.
Yeah. There's a story in the news.
Get my gummies out right now.
Yeah. Well, you need those gummies, and we'll talk about our new sponsor to tie in with this as well coming up in just
like
a minute.
That. I like that. So we're going to talk about ClearPoint IT when we come back.
That's right.
Sounds good to me. All right.
Yep.
We'll take a break. 502-571-1080 if you want to give us a call. We'll be right back. This is Jessica Katz.
I went down to the big
place. Thanks for listening to Just the Katz on Talk Radio 1080.
Lost every doggone nigga I had.
that harmonica in there.
I like the harmonica. Who is this again?
Gary Stewart.
Gary Stewart, okay. That's pretty good. Is that the song that he wanted to play? Did you figure it out?
I think it is. Okay. If not, oh well. At least it's a Gary Stewart song.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's the chorus.
Good.
I like
don't mind
it.
That so much. Yeah, yeah, I like that right there.
Yep.
All right, before we go back to the phone lines, I want to talk about this one tweet that actually my good friend Oscar Combs sent me last night. It's somebody put out a list of the top 20 most and top 20 least passionate college fan bases on Twitter.
Okay, I have not seen this list.
Yes.
I'm going to say most. Oh, you did? Tweeted it?
I tweeted out last night, so you can go back and look at it, Just a Cat Radio. But who do you think is the number one most passionate fan base on Twitter?
It's got to be Kentucky.
You're not going to be able to guess. I'm just telling you right now.
Okay, any answer that's not Kentucky is a bogus study. I'll go ahead and say that right now. There is no other fan base on the planet as passionate as – and that's not me just because I live in Kentucky and I'm a part of Kentucky radio shows – you're not going to convince me otherwise. Are we talking about pro or are we just talking about college?
We're just only talking about college fan bases on Twitter. On Twitter, mind you, okay? So there's a little bit of a
caveat
right there.
Again, Kentucky's still number one. Okay, I'm going to guess maybe Alabama because of the football.
You're not even close.
Who?
And I'm telling you, you're never going to guess.
Okay, go ahead and give it to me.
You're
going to
say this list is bogus right when I say the school.
Go ahead.
Central Florida.
Stop it.
Central Florida.
No. All right.
Ohio State is 2.
Please.
Texas A&M is 3. Nebraska
no.
is 4. Oh, yes.
Who made this list?
Exactly.
Michael Bennett in your rankings and your list.
Yes.
I'll tell you, man.
Yes.
There's nothing that's more inaccurate in life than Michael's
list.
This
is totally inaccurate. All right, you want to know where Kentucky is ranked?
Where?
It's not even in the most passionate. Okay. It is in the top 20 of least passionate.
That's ridiculous.
They are number 12.
I'm done with this story. I'm already done with this story. It's a stupid story. I'm not spending any more time on it. I'm going to the phone lines and we're talking to John.
John, what's going on this morning?
Hello. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
I believe that's a bad survey, Michael.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree. That's why I had to talk about it for a little bit, because it's ridiculous. It's some guy named Big Game Boomer who came out with this.
No.
So, anyway, what's going on, John?
Not too much. How about the NFL draft, end of the month? You still think, we know Kevin Davis going first round. Where do you think Landon Young and Drake Jackson, the center, what round you think they're going in?
I think they're going to go around a latter part of the second, the first part of the third round is what I'm predicting right there. It's crazy how Drake Jackson, Landon Young, they were saying about, is because they didn't think that he had been playing in a passing offense. So there was a little bit of a concern with where he will go. It's like, you've got to be kidding me. Who cares?
And who cares?
He's going to be phenomenal. Both of them are. Drake Jackson and Landon Young are going to do phenomenal in the NFL. So whoever gets him, if they go middle to latter part of the third round, there's going to be a team that's getting a steal. That's all I'm going to say. So Jamin Davis is going to be jamming. I mean, it's really fun to see how well he has developed. I'm biased. I'm disappointed he left Kentucky, but I'm happy for him because he's going to have a great career.
Yeah. I caught the end of that. What did Jamal Murray hurt this time?
He hurt his knee. So it looks like he hyperextended his knee, unfortunately. He was just going down the court trying to make a layup on the fast break, and his knee just went out. So,
He came back from the injury.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the whole problem is that every time you turn around, he's coming back from an injury, and then this just does not. I'm hoping for the best. It just looked ugly.
I know.
Thank you.
One more thing, Michael.
Yeah.
Where did Adam Miller, the guard, cancer looking at? Where do you play at? College?
Let me get. Miller played at Illinois Adam Miller played at Illinois. Yeah, and actually, I appreciate the phone call. Adam Miller is actually being recruited by one of our already commits. I talked about that yesterday. Maybe that'll be a good one for Kentucky to land. But anyway, all right, Shannon, tell me about your email anxiety or password anxiety.
No, it's password anxiety. Do you have password anxiety?
In a huge
way. Let me tell you about a survey that actually makes sense, unlike your survey. A new survey finds that password anxiety is a real thing for a lot of people. Because over the past month, the average American has been locked out of 10 online accounts because they've forgotten a password.
Yeah.
Over 50% of people are forced to reset at least 5 passwords every month. And 64% of people say they even avoid websites because they've forgotten their password. So if you're one of those people.
Me, right there.
That's right. You know,
it all the time.
That's right. And you know you can be hacked easily.
Yeah.
And we got a solution for that. Our friends.
Do we really?
ClearPoint IT. Technology and focus. Did you realize, Michael, that major data breaches so far in 2021 have happened to Kroger, U.S. Cellular, Microsoft, T-Mobile? Just this week, last week, Facebook announced personal information of 533 million users had been compromised, leaked, and more every day. Most are in small and medium business markets, and they never get announced publicly.
How do I get a hold of ClearPoint IT?
Well, you'd want to give them a call at 502-836-2442. They can prevent this from happening, because once it happens, you're in a mess.
You are.
So you can also go to clearpointit.com. I also wanted to mention this, because it's in the notes here. It says, do your employees continually get hit with spamware, phishing attacks, ransomware, attempted data intrusions? I want to go back to phishing attacks that I just mentioned, because this happened on our iHeart email. They sent out, I don't know, it's a couple of months ago. This article that said in the title, I forget which celebrity it was, but a celebrity had died. And I clicked on it, and it said, aha, gotcha. This was a phishing attack test email. And I thought, man, that's kind of in poor taste. You just made me think for a second that this celebrity had died. I clicked on it, and it was just iHeart testing me to see if I clicked on it. So see,
that's crazy.
I had clicked on that, and it were actually a phishing email, they would have had all my data.
Ooh,
and you don't want to have that happen to you. Yeah, that's why you need to go to clearpointit.com or call 502-836-2442 and prevent it from happening. You want to get ahead of it because, you know, people get hacked every 39 seconds.
Are you kidding me? Honestly, I did not know that stat.
Yep. I looked it up. I did my homework.
Every
39 seconds, someone gets hacked. You don't want to be that person.
No, I don't. You want to know where I keep all my passwords?
Where's that?
All my notes on my phone.
Let me ask you, are you one of these people who has one password for like every website? Or do you have multiple passwords and you can't remember any of them?
No, because every different site makes you do something different. Some will say, well, you just have to have a password, like six digits.
Yep. And then some says you have to have a number.
A capital. Right. Yeah, you have to have some other kind of thing. It's like, okay, I can't keep up with this. And it is true. I believe that about password anxiety.
See, so now if I have one of your passwords, I can get into everything.
Yeah, you especially
need to call ClearPoint IT or go to clearpointit.com, Michael.
I like that. Okay, you did a nice job.
Thank you very much. We'll try to make up for yesterday's debacle.
Covered up yesterday. Exactly.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines. We got Mike.
All right, Mike, what's going on?
I tell you what, I'm so rabid I might even call you and see if you can draw me that poster of Manuel Quickley sometime.
Is this that Mike again?
It's that Mike again.
It is.
I'm going to call him. You owe me, Mike.
No. You don't owe me anything. I've been down in Florida, standing in line at Disney World and Universal Islands Adventure. Now my ankles are so swollen, I can't do nothing else.
Well, I'm sorry you had a horrible time down there. What's going on today?
We had a great time.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear. Yep. What's going on?
Asker, is he transferring? Somebody told me that. Is that true?
Oh, yeah, he's gone. Devin Askew is transferring out of Kentucky.
Yeah, I think he would have been good eventually. He was just too young for us last year for our situation. I mean, he should have been a high school senior, you know.
You're absolutely
correct. I like him and everything, but he just wasn't ready for our system. We had going on, I mean, it was just, you know, needed more seasoned players.
Yep. You're exactly right, John. Yep, real quick. What else?
Okay, that's it.
All right,
okay,
Mike,
perfect.
Thank you, man.
Good talking to you. All right. Hey, listen,
yeah.
You know, since we got the new ClearPoint IT, we got, you know, all these other advertisers. If you want to advertise on us, on Just the Cats, email me at Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, at justthecats.com. And
you can actually advertise on Michael. We will write the name of your business on Michael Bennett's belly.
I will get a tat if you pay me enough money. No advertisements. We'll see you tomorrow on Just the Cats.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.